Good evening and welcome to Agar Meditation. We have connected after a few weeks. I hope all of you have been doing some sort of meditation to keep yourself connected to the source. Well, if you are not, then I suggest that you start. Times are really bad. You all must have seen astrological predictions and so many other things. Well, to tell you something very briefly, that though all planetary positions and astrological charts, all of them are, the predictions may be true, what you need to understand is that when you do japa, when you chant the Lord's name or when you sit in meditation, even the planetary positions change to benefit you. So this is something that I wanted to say before I start the meeting. And thank you so much for joining today. So when I posted the one of the messages in the mornings about japa and how that has the power to silence the mind and to take you to a place of no thought, then there was quite a bit of curiosity about how this has to be done and when a person can do it and so many other questions. So I thought the best thing would be to connect to this Agar Meditations on Saturday and then take you through this process of japa so that you can benefit from it. So first thing we understand, first questions is, what is japa? This is something that we understand. And secondly, let us have an experience of japa, how to do japa. It's about, we all chant the Lord's name, but there is a method to do it which can really increase the intensity of the practice. And that's why this meditation, and after that we can have a satsang and wherein you can ask the questions and we can also share any experiences that you have had during the process of your meditations. So let us begin. Firstly, let us begin with the Maypole meditation and then we will quickly come to the process of japa. So for those of you who are new, let me tell you that you need to keep your back straight, not use a back support. So if you're sitting on the ground, don't use the wall as your back support. Instead, elevate your sit bones, your hip bones, by a few inches by placing a few blankets and sit on top of it. Or if you are sitting on a couch or a chair, move to the edge of the couch or chair so that your knees are lower than the level of your hips so that your back automatically straightens up. So this is the posture that is required for you to do any kind of meditation, is to keep your back absolutely straight. So let us begin. Think, feel, imagine, or visualize that you are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. And the size of this circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. In front of you, think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. In front of you, imagine that there's a tall pole with different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. In your inner scene, see yourself getting up from your seat and walk up to this pillar and choose a ribbon of any color that appeals to you. And connected by this ribbon, walk back to your seat as if you are connected to the higher consciousness through a telephone connection. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any restlessness, any anxiety, any excitement, any nervousness, any urgency, anything that was running in your mind until now. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathing this healing energy and breathe out any pain and distress, any memories of pain that you've been carrying in any part of you for a few breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any pain and distress. Let go of any negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative memories. Anything that causes pain, anything that needs to be cleared, that needs to be wiped off. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any weakness, any tiredness, fatigue that you may be carrying in any part of you for a few breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this divine love. As you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of any guilt, any sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, or anything else you are willing to release. Breathing this way another 3 to 5 times, receiving from the higher consciousness everything that is giving you, release everything negative from the past. Come back to conscious awareness and slowly open your eyes when you're ready. Some of the common mistakes that we do while in meditation is that we forget to breathe. At other times, we breathe really long. We try to alter our breathing. So when we do japa, japa usually is done according to our breath. And we do not alter the breath. The breath becomes longer when the mind becomes quieter. Okay? So the breath becomes longer when the mind becomes quieter. So that is something that we need to understand. So you don't have to make the breath longer. When you do this, you get tired, you start yawning, you start feeling sleepy, and you start losing interest in meditation. Many people have often asked me that when I try to meditate, I fall asleep. This is primarily because they try to take a long, deep breath. Usually, if you go on to any of the online videos, they ask you to take a long, deep breath. No, you don't take a long, deep breath. You breathe normally. As the mind becomes quieter, which it will, it takes a few, maybe a minute or two for the mind to become quieter. And you will see as the mind relaxes, the body relaxes and the breath automatically, or rather naturally, becomes longer. So you don't have to take a long, deep breath. This is something that you need to understand. The other thing that you need to understand as far as the japa is concerned is that you can't do japa while you're walking, you can't do japa while you're sitting in a car and things like that. Those are primarily just keeping your mind occupied. We don't call it japa. Japa is done usually while you're sitting in a fixated place. It could be in any part of your home which you designate. So every day you go and sit in the same place. This is important to devote a place, to designate a place and go and sit there every day. So when you sit in a particular place, you create that energy, and that automates itself. So every time you go and sit there, you will see that your mind becomes quieter. While most people in their homes, you'll have your favorite couch, favorite sofa, favorite chair. You like to sit in a particular setting, probably near the balcony or near a window, or you might just want to sit in a particular place quietly. This is your place in the morning. Similarly, in japa also, designate a place and go to that place only. Don't keep shifting your spaces. That way the mind also will be cluttered. Clothing, it's very important to choose what kind of clothing you're going to wear. It's very important to choose clothing that is comfortable. Don't wear jeans and sit for japa, because when you do that, or any tight-fitting clothing, you do that when you fold your legs, it's possible that it might just restrict flow in an artery and your legs may go off to sleep. In such cases, you will be forced to get out of your state of meditation and you'll be forced to change your position or maybe stretch your legs. So wear clothes that are loosely fitting, that are comfortable for you to do japa. This is very important. So now let's come to japa itself. Now, what is japa? Now, japa primarily is repetition of a name. We also call it as namasmarana. So it's to chant a name. The name has to be of a particular deity, something that is ascribed to godliness. And the reason is, you know, we all have heard names of gods and goddesses that we have been told, either form or formless. So in our minds, in our unconscious memory, we have given them the special position because our parents gave that special position, their parents gave the special position, and their parents gave the special position. So going by conditioning, in our unconscious memory, that particular name has reverence. Okay? So it's easy to start chanting. But then which name to chant? So for this, you need to ask someone who is able to connect to the source and get that answer for you. which name should I chant? It's always better if you are able to connect to the source, and if you're sure, absolutely sure that you're able to connect to the source, you can get that name. But I always would suggest that you always get a name from someone who is really able to connect to the source. We call them the guru. The one who has actually established connection with the source is able to tell you which name to chant. Now, once you get to this, then you start chanting. Now, how do you start chanting? This is something most people ask you to chant the name, but how do you chant is very important. Last year, I was at Vrindavan, and I was doing Nadi Pariksha for several lots of Russian devotees of ISKCON. And they were all chanting, you know, the Hari Nam. They were all chanting Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. But when I checked their pulse, I found so much anger in each one of them. There's so much of anger, so much of resentment. There's so much of pitta, that is rage. But on the outside, they all like to project a calm face. On the inside, you have a volcano. You have a volcano which is boiling, ready to explode. So this is not japa. This is not namasmarana. Namasmarana actually means to be involved, to be engaged, to be immersed in it. So we'll just now focus on a few breathing practices that will help us understand where we connect in our body to japa. It's important for us to connect to a specific place in the body for japa so that we are able to fix our focus and attention on it. Then all of you sit straight. Now I want you to just start observing your breathing. Don't alter your breathing. Just focus on your breathing. Pay attention to it. Just see how you're breathing. As you pay attention to it, you will see the breath will start slowing down. And now, I want you to observe this breathing, the flow of breathing, the path of breathing. I want you to observe it from the tip of your nostrils, not the tip of your nose. From the tip of the nostrils, I want you to just trace the path of the air as it flows. Initially, you might be able to see it only till the middle of the nose. As you go on observing, you will see that the breath travels all the way to the brow center and starts going inward. And now, try to just follow the breath all the way to the brow center as you breathe in. You don't have to alter your breath again. You don't have to alter your breath. Just follow the path. Trace the path of the breath as it goes into your nostrils all the way to the brow center and starts going into your lungs. Now try to station your focus at the brow center. try to focus your attention at the brow center only. Make sure your eyeballs are either upward or downward. Do not keep them looking forward. Let the gaze be either upward or downward with the eyelids closed. One of the simplest and the most powerful forms of japa is the soham. So as you breathe in, you breathe in so. As you breathe out hum. So this is one of the most powerful forms of japa. So now what you can do is, as you breathe in, you can station your attention at the brow center. And every time as you breathe in, follow the breath from the tip of the nostrils to the brow center. And every time you breathe out, follow the breath from the brow center to your nostrils. Again, do not alter the breath. Let the breath be as natural as possible. And like I said, let the gaze be either downward or upward. Some of you might find a lot of thoughts interfering. Just don't bother. Don't alter your gaze. Let the gaze be downward or upward. And just repeat so as you breathe in and hum as you breathe out. Come back to conscious awareness and slowly open your eyes. So I'd like to know how many of you found this difficult? Anyone found it difficult? How many of you were able to do it instantly? All right, very good. So for the rest, how many of you took about a minute? Okay, how many of you took more time? How many of you took more time and were able to do it only towards the end? Okay. All right, thanks. So now, as far as japa is concerned, one thing we have to understand is that we need to take the focus and attention and station it at the bro center. Whether you're chanting Gayatri mantra, whether you're chanting Ramanama, or whether you're chanting any mantra, whichever name, God's name you're taking, whichever deity or whichever formless God or God with name and form, whichever you are chanting, you have to station your attention at the bro center. Now, what is the reason for us to station attention at the bro center? It's because we have alochaka pitta, which is envisioning thoughts. They all emanate from the bro center. So when you focus your or center your attention, station your attention at the bro center and chant the mantra, then those thoughts, all other thoughts, begin to reduce over time. So every time, just station your attention at the bro center and start chanting the mantra. And like I told you, don't alter the breathing. Just let the breathing happen naturally. And when you are doing japa, there are three stages to it. First stage is to, if you've never done japa before, the first stage is to say it loudly. So if it's soham, of course, it's mental. But if you want to chant any name of a deity, then you have to first say it loudly so you can hear what you're chanting. This is Shravana. You can hear what is being chanted. And as you hear what is being chanted, when you hear what you are speaking, when you hear what you are chanting, then the speed of your chant or the speed of your vocabulary just starts dropping. The speed starts dropping. You make it more clear. Your alphabets are less of a jargon. There are simple words that you choose. So as you go on listening, what happens is the volume of your chanting starts coming down and becomes a whisper. And thirdly, when the whispering stops and only lip movement is there, and finally there's no lip movement at all, the mantra just works in the mind. But all the time, the attention, focus and the attention is stationed at the bro center. So now let us just experience this. Whatever name and form of God you worship, let us just take that name, stationing the attention at the bro center. So if you will sit straight, take a few breaths so you can feel your awareness of the bro center. This could be felt as a pulsation. It could be felt as a throbbing. It could be felt as some tingling sensation. It could be felt as something rotating there. There are different ways different people feel. So just center your attention at the bro center and start chanting the name, whether it is the mantra, whether it's the Gayatri mantra, whatever the mantra is, start chanting the name. Like I said, keep the eyeballs focused upward or downward. Make sure your eyeballs are either up or down, not straight. Maintain your focus and attention at the brow center. Come back to conscious awareness and slowly open your eyes when you're ready. Anyone who got distracted? Where thoughts overpowered your breathing? Okay. Usually it is the mind, it is your eyes. You lose focus. You try to put it on auto mode. That's your problem. When you put it on auto mode, the mind will not listen to you. You must not put yourself on auto mode. You have to follow every breath. Anujaji, what was the reason that you got distracted? Can you unmute, please?
She actually, I am traveling. I'm in Mumbai with my mom. So she was talking in between and I had to answer her. Though I was using my hands free and I just could not avoid that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Shaline, you also said that you got distracted. And what was the reason?
So my father and my son were playing, so I was just hearing them, and that was some distraction which happened because of that, doctor.
All right. So this is very important. Which kind of space do you select? Now, it's important to time when you do japa. So I personally feel that family time is very important. You should not do japa in family time, which means that when you wake up in the morning, you just see what time, if you are married or if you are living with your family, then you have to look at what time do the family members wake up. I would suggest that you wake up much before than them and then do your japa. This is necessary so that your family members also support you in your spiritual endeavor. So this is necessary. But if you don't do that, if you are sitting when the family members are sitting, then they won't mind, but they definitely miss you and they will not support you in your practice, because that's not something that they are looking forward to. They're looking forward to you not seeing you sitting with your eyes closed and sitting in your Saturday meditation. They would want to do more with you. So they want to probably have you take them out or join them when they are stepping out. So encourage family time. This is very important for the health, the emotional health of the family. All right. So how many of you got it very easily? How many of you had sustained focus throughout the time? How many of you had sustained focus? Okay. All right. Thank you. So this is Ramesh Babu, do you want to ask something?
No, sir, I could sustain that.
Oh, okay. Right, thanks. Fine. So you can start off your practice by just focusing for a few seconds in sustained focus. This is what Swami Paramahamsa Yogananda says, that when you can meditate intensely for a short time, then you can meditate for a long time intensely. So meditating for the short time intensely is very important. Don't try to sit for 30 minutes or 1 hour without actually having the practice of sustained focus for a few minutes to start with. It could be just as much as half a minute. But if you're able to sustain that focus for half a minute, then you can slowly extend it to 35 seconds, 40 seconds. You have timers today on your mobile phone, so you can set a timer for 40 seconds and just sit with sustained focus. Now, when you attain that sustained focus, you start developing a self-confidence. You're confident that you are able to now sit for 40 seconds without any distraction. And now try for a minute. And when you're able to sit in a sustained focus for more than 1 minute, and slowly start extending that time. This is how you do it. Now, when it comes to japa also, it's the same thing. Whenever you have a distraction, whenever the mind takes over and you forget the japa, or you see their thoughts, or you see your eyes are now dreaming, immediately stop your japa practice. Don't try to shut the mind. You have been entertaining the mind for much longer than you have been doing japa. So now you cannot negate the practice. You cannot say, no, that was not how it was. It was indeed, you were entertaining, you were getting entertained by the mind, and you loved it. And now you have woken up, and now you feel that I need to do japa. So now do it in short bursts of time, anywhere between maybe 12 seconds, maybe 20 seconds, 30 seconds, until the time where you can sustain your focus. So every time you do, you must be able to sit for at least that much time. It may be 30 seconds. That much time you must be able to sit. If you're able to do that, then slowly start stretching, sitting for longer with sustained focus. And like I said, attention should be stationed at the Bro Center while you're chanting the God's name. So now I'm not going to ask you which name of God that you're chanting. It's irrelevant. But what I'm going to ask you to do now is to do this japa, chanting the Lord's name, while you are stationing the focus on the Bro Center. So let us start now, and let us just take our attention to the Bro Center, station it there, and then just breathing normally, don't alter your breath. Let's just do our japa. Let us start now. Come back to conscious awareness. Anyone would like to share your experience? Is there anyone? Yes. Yes, Anujaji. Unmute, please.
Sorry. So, when I do my meditation, I sit in meditation and do my japa. So I keep my palms facing upwards on my lap. And I feel a tingling sensation after like maybe half a minute or a minute. The tingling sensation starts on both my palms. Hmm. I do not know whether that indicates something, whether if possible you could shed some light on that. It's a good feeling. It's not a bad feeling.
But yeah, so I would suggest don't pay attention to all of that. Let it all just rest. So these are subtle energy fields that just announce their presence. So don't pay attention to them. You just focus on the practice.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Is Dr. Janardhan?
Namaskara, sir.
Namaskara.
Sir, I felt the same that as if I'm doing meditation regularly, the same feeling I felt.
All right. Yes, Shilpa?
Namaskara, Doc. I had a feeling in the brow center and I was focusing on that and my breath. And the japa, after some time, it became... I couldn't hear it. Like I was saying it in my mind, but I couldn't. It just went into the background. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that was
right.
What was supposed to happen?
Okay, thanks. Ramesh Babu.
Yes, sir. Sir, I felt total peace. Mm-hmm. And one more sensing I felt was it's quite hot here in Delhi. Mm-hmm. When I started the meditation, it was hot, but it's very cool here now.
Right. So there's so many manifestations, so many things that happen. But the important thing is to not pay attention to any of those things. You just focus on stationing your attention at the brow center. This is because, like it mentioned in the post, that as you start doing your japa, slowly the japa starts leading you to silence. We are all here to discover who we really are. And the moment we have seen through our meditation sessions, the moment we ask, who am I? There is a brief moment of silence, which lasts maybe for just very few seconds. And we need to focus on that. And to be able to focus on that, you can't want it. You can't chase it. You cannot make it happen. Because the silence has to happen. It's there, but it needs to come to you. You can't forcibly get there. But the one way of getting there is through japa, by stationing your awareness at the brow center and constantly chanting. Your mind will slowly transcend all the thoughts, get into this silence, and then get into deeper silence. And when you get into the deeper silence, that's when that silence actually blossoms and engulfs you. And you feel that all the sounds around you have just mulled. They all have gone into a very low volume, which simply doesn't disturb you. But for that, you need years of practice. But all the yogis who practiced for years started somewhere. They're never born as yogis. They started somewhere. They practice, and that's how they are where they are. And that's exactly where you are now. You are in the starting point where you're going to get to this point where you would want to be by yourself. You would want to face yourself, accept yourself, be with yourself. But today, if all the gadgets were taken away and you were asked to be with yourself, it will lead to great sorrow. For you don't know what to do with yourself. You have learned how to constantly be engaged in doing one thing or the other, but you have never learned to be with yourself. So this is the practice. Japa is a practice where you can be with yourself and just station your focus at the pro center and start chanting. Do not be fast, be slow. You have to be legible, which means that you must be able to make out what you are chanting. And only then you will see that it will take you to that place of silence. So before closing, are there any questions or comments? All right. Thank you so much for attending. So remember to station your focus at the Pro Center and do your japa every day. Don't do it while traveling. You can do it if you're not driving, but if you're driving, please don't do it. It tends to get a little intoxicating at times, so which is why it's important to just station yourself in one place while doing it. Thank you so much for attending today's session. We'll connect again next Saturday. Until then, have a beautiful weekend and have a beautiful week ahead.